Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, bonjour. In Spain, hola. In Italy, ciao. In Egypt, ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, akwaba. In Nigeria, peleo. In South Africa, sawubona. In Senegal, nangadef. In Kenya, jambo. In Israel, shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
I didn't know anything about it, so I'm looking forward to my guest calling in or showing up in the video and Facebook Live to share with us what is CE5. In fact, we probably should talk about CE 1, 2, 3, and 4 tonight as an introduction to CE5. So when my guests show up either in Facebook Live or here in the studio, then we are going to bring them on. He and his, oh, I see, I think they're in the green room. So let me open up. Hi there, Gary Borth and Lily. Hi, Lily and Gary.
Oh, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing great. It's a little warm in here. I live in a sweat lodge.
It's not here. Florida is a sweat lodge.
Woo, yay for Florida. And I don't mind it so much because many years I didn't sweat a lot. And I think that was the root cause of a lot of my health problems. It took a lot for me to sweat. So here I am. I have a ceiling fan going, and that's about it. No air conditioning. And the door is open, getting lots of wind. You look like you're on your patio tonight.
We are. And I'm happy because I had to talk her into coming out. She wanted to be in the AC.
It's too hot out here, but it's a beautiful view, and so I'll be okay.
Now, where exactly do you guys live? I know you're in north. You're up there near Ocala, right?
Right. We're up north of Ocala, between Ocala and Gainesville area out in the country.
And I understand you have horses up there.
I don't anymore. My horses aren't with us anymore. And I sold all my cattle. I sold most of my farm a few years ago, just before COVID. Because I wanted to start traveling, and we wanted to have more of a life. I've been farming and raising cows for over two decades, and it's just been a lot of work. We have to get used to the camera, where to put it.
Sorry.
Because she's moving it around, and it's like it doesn't get us in here because it's like
you gotta be right on top of you.
A goofy camera. Okay, here, come on, turn to me. It's backwards. It's actually opposite of what it is.
Yeah.
of what you look at. You have to move in the opposite direction. Okay, now I think we're good. Okay. So anyway, so no, we're not farming. We're raising bees right now, and we also have dogs and squirrels right now. Hey, there's a squirrel that's coming across the
gate. He's on the screen chasing the dog.
Terrorizing the dog. Can you take the dog inside?
All right.
We have to lock down these dogs.
Well, I really wanted to come and visit you one day, and I'm hearing an echo.
Come on.
You hear echo?
No, your sound is coming through good.
Okay. I'm hearing an echo, which happens sometimes when I have my, let me see, make sure I have everything closed. Okay. Well, I'm going to have to work on this echo. You're going to have to do more talking. You won't hear my echo.
Okay. I don't hear your echo there, so.
Okay. It's in here. I may have to put earphones on. But, Gary, I'm excited about taking the size, but not a lot of people even know what CE 1, 2, 3, and 4 are. So can you start with what exactly is close encounters of the first type, and then we can move up to 5?
I'd have to look it up exactly, but I can tell you that the classification for encounters with a UFO was established by J. Allen Hynek back in the early 60s. When he was doing Project Blue Book, and it entails when you see a craft, you have a sighting of a craft, if you have a sighting of a being with the craft, if you are taken on board the craft, if you have an experience or messages. So all these experiences came up to, he had four, there were four original classifications, and what Dr. Stephen Greer did was develop a CE5, a fifth classification. And that CE5 is human-initiated contact experience. And that's where you, the human being, asks to interact and be hooked up with ETs and multidimensionals, non-human intelligence, basically. And it works. And I tried it on my own. I was interested in it. I found out about it. I tried it, and it changed my life, because now I show other people how to do that. So
now I watched one of the videos you recommended. I still have an echo. I'm going to remove it and come back in. Okay, I can use the layout button if you want to max and get me. Okay, got it. Okay, let's try it.
Okay, let's try it.
Try this.
Try this.
And try this.
And try this.
And this.
And this.
And I'm still getting an echo.
Getting an echo.
In the settings. There's an echo suppression in the settings, and I put mine on that echo suppression, so which I shouldn't have that.
It's okay. I'm going
camera.
Audio. Okay.
Audio.
Echo cancellation.
Echo cancellation.
I'm going to do that automatically. Just my phone. Okay.
Okay.
That didn't work.
That didn't work.
Okay, automatic.
Okay, automatic.
Okay. I'm going to do that.
Yeah. For probably 2 or 3 minutes, during 15 minutes of this half an hour meditation.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll just continue. Hope it goes away. We'll just ask our EP friends to fix this mess.
We're not hearing an echo from you.
Okay, it's just on my end.
Yeah, and it is distracting.
So Gary, tell me how you met this lovely lady and how you two come together to do this great work.
We met online back in 2015, and we got married in 2020 during the COVID.
Newlyweds.
And Lily, I didn't watch TV for many, many years. I'm an artist and I paint, so I spent a lot of time during the daytime. I've been dealing with cattle and for all the years at my farm, and I paint. So I'm busy doing that, and I don't watch television. And she turned me on to watching the Gaia Channel, and I subsequently found Dr. Greer, and watched the Serious Disclosure movie. And that turned me on right away to get back involved in ETs again. I read about them all my life. Eric Von Däniken changed my life when I read his books in 1967, 1968, 69. All these things that we do that we're interested in, ancient civilization, everything else, we're all tied together with all the ETs. And when I saw this on TV, I started looking more and more into what was going on with Dr. Greer, and I started watching lectures, and I started learning protocols. I read a whole bunch of books, and I went outside, and I just started on my own to prove that it could work, because he said anybody can do it, and I said, well, I'm anybody, so I'm going to try it. So I went out, and I tried it, and the first night, they showed up for me, and I had ETs in my life ever since, and I'm grateful to Lily for steering me in that direction, and that's one of the reasons that we stayed together. We have a lot of things in common when it comes to the world of spirituality that we all reside in, and a lot of people don't understand, or some people take for granted as just being something else off to the side that isn't important.
It is important.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know, I got an echo. I have been looking into pyramids.
Pyramids.
And I realize there's 100,000 pyramids on planet Earth.
Yes,
if that's not
lot.
Evident, and then I actually uploaded some audio that I might play later. That demonstrate the technology is not a spirit. It's not a human. You know, they always they always claim that the Egyptians carried all these stones to build the pyramids.
No way.
So now that we have that knowledge, how do you see that fits into what you're doing, and why it's important for people to connect now to Earth or unearthly beings?
Well, I think that the consciousness and the awareness is being raised now across the planet with the technology and the communication that is so everyone is watching something or looking at their phone or looking at their iPad, and they're going on YouTube, and there's just in Gaia, there's information everywhere that brings up these synchronicities and these similarities and these questions. Who has done this? You know, and I think the information is there, and I think the information, I certainly send information to my friends and clients. I'm a massage therapist, and most of my clients are interested in what I'm interested in for the most part, not totally, but I feel that just letting them know that there's possibilities out there, that it's not just in the box thinking, that there is more to life than just our immediate universe. And certainly there was more going on than we thought of in the Bible, a lot more.
Oh, yeah.
So really, I'm
so,
curious
really,
now.
I'm curious about.
How did you grow up?
Or
what's your family life was
family
like that inspires
life
you
life
now
life
at this age to do what you do?
I think my father was spiritual. He was Catholic. He was an Austrian immigrant, and he was Catholic, raised Catholic, but yet my mother was basically an atheist. But yet, I didn't really know what that was. I just knew we didn't go to church. But my aunt would come and pick us up to go to church with her and my cousin sometimes. And so, I don't know, early on, the Baptist minister wanted to baptize me, and I ran all the way home. And I never wanted to go back. So anyway, so I basically didn't grow up with any religion, and you know, and then in my 40s, I began to explore God and who is God, and I'd say in my 50s, I started really delving into alternative things. You know, Brian White, Many Lives, Many Masters, Don Miguel Ruiz, The Four Agreements, Eckhart Tolle, you know, The Power of Now. And I'm back to Power of Now again. I mean, because it is so basic what he says. I have delved into so many different spiritual groups and spiritual practices. And, you know, I'm back to Eckhart Tolle's Being Present.
Wow.
Because it takes practice. You might think you know the concept, but do you do it? Can you do it? Do you bring in the past continually? Do you think of the future all the time? You know, being present. There is nothing to worry about right this minute, except for maybe our connection being lost. But really, at this minute, we're fine, although you've got echo, right, Bill?
Well, I don't hear it right now.
But you're fine.
So
fine.
For that moment, you were good.
I've been calling on my help, my messengers and angels, so they have fixed it. I don't hear it right now, so.
That's always possible.
We do ho'oponopono for that and for you, so. That's another thing. We have the cards tonight. We have to talk about that.
Well, you can talk about it, Maggie. Where do you want this to go?
Well, what did you say you did? The prayer? Is that the Hawaiian prayer?
Yes. I was brought up in the Catholic religion, and I went to church every Sunday, and I was an altar boy, and I had to go to school, the Catholic school. So I was indulged in praying, and we were forced to pray, and we were, you know, we were pushed around by the nuns to do all the praying that we could do, and when I got older, I got into psychedelics, and that changed my life because that showed me that there was another world out there that connects us all to electric energy and electromagnetic energy in the universe with all other beings and with God itself. So whatever God is or whatever your concept is, so.
Another dimension, or two or three.
Yeah, so when I prayed for a lot of stuff all my life, and I didn't always get what I asked for, of course not. You know, a lot of times I got the opposite. But when Lily and I had some issues going on in our families, and I had something that was insurmountable in a real estate issue with my family members, a lot of people involved, Lily comes over one day, she sees how frustrated I am, and she goes, you need to learn a ho'oponopono right now. So she brings it up on YouTube and sits down and makes me watch and explain to me. And we sat down and we worked and we did it. And within 24 hours, we had action that changed our lives, changed my life forever and changed our lives. And, and, And I firmly believe that that had something on a regular basis. The more you use it, the more it works for you. The more you learn what it is, the more you understand that magic is real and that there's a connection and that we're all connected in all these different ways through the plasma and through the thoughts are things, realities in that are in the universe. And when you start seeing the magic in your life happening, when you do Ho'oponopono, you'll use it more and more and more, and all these wonderful things will happen, because when you do it for other people, you are lifting all these barriers that are between you and the other people or the issue or whatever's going on. When you do that, you accept all responsibility for yourself, for your ancestors, and all everybody in your past and future who has caused problems for your ancestors and you, your family, everyone else, all throughout the past. You know, maybe my great-great-great-great-great-grandfather, his nephew, shot and killed your great-great-great-great-great-grandfather's nephew's brother in the war in World War II in Germany or something. You know, it's, all these things are connected. So you do this and you take the responsibility and you're clean and you ask, you accept the responsibility by saying you're sorry, please forgive me, I love you, and thank you. And you're telling the divine you love God and you love the divine, and then you are using your gratitude to appreciate everything that you have in your life.
And this is said silently.
This is said to yourself silently as many times as you want. Used to be a ritual that took 30, 40 people in the tribe in ancient Hawaii, and it was condensed by one of the big kahunas, and that was a joke of his life, and we always thought that was kind of funny, the big kahuna. But it's a real person, and that person had worked to condense this ritual that was shared with the group to you could do it as an individual. And it really works. I mean, it's really, it produces magic for us all the time. We travel and we have luggage issues and we get Ho'oponopono, our luggage shows up right in our face. We had problems with the airplanes, we get Ho'oponopono, and we got first class seats right away, and we arrived earlier than we were supposed to. All the things that we were doing constantly, or everything that was a problem or an obstacle, we were doing that. So I learned to do that when I'm on the road so that I avoid accidents and I avoid the cops pulling you over and avoid traffic jams and all kinds of things.
Roadkill,
yeah.
People on the side of the road begging,
We do all for anyone on the side of the road and offer the help.
Sometimes offer money if we can. You know, at least we do Ho'oponopono.
Well, it's so interesting.
It's so interesting.
Oh, dear, the echo.
Oh, dear, the echo.
This is a,
I
don't know if you can see that. This is
actually a
sacred geometry,
picture
that my guest about a month ago created from sacred geometry art. He's in sacred geometry art. He's in, let's see, North Carolina. Van Dorn Chenat is his name. I don't know if you ever... Beautiful sacred geometry. So he put
his art
behind the prayer.
Yeah, I can't see that well. I see the words. So that's it's a form of Ho'oponopono.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you and thank you. Those are the four phrases.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter what order. And as you do it, you'll find out that you use it in different order depending on the situation. You might say to someone and you look at them and go, wow, thank you, I love you, and they go, sorry, please forgive me. You know, I mean, it's always just depends on what the situation is, how you use it. You know, but the common way that people learn it is, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, and thank you.
You can say it four times. I mean, but, you know, Gary is open to many alternative things, but he really is the scientist who wants proof.
Exactly.
And so with the CE5 out in the driveway there, he got proof that night in a very big way. And then with the whole Pono Pono, his sister, within 24 hours, who, you know, he hadn't talked to in 15 years or 20 years. And then I have to say that it wasn't just Ho'oponopono, it was Abraham Hicks also.
Right.
So we had two things to bombard him with.
Wow.
Abraham is real powerful. The power of attraction is
just
real powerful.
Thinking differently.
And the power of attraction is also used during CE5 when you're asking for human-initiated contact experience. You're asking for non-human intelligence to come and contact you through your consciousness, here, through your telepathy right there. So when you're doing that, the more juice you can use with your heart, opening up your heart to these beings that are loving beings, the more you do that, the more juice you give it, the more opportunities you're going to have to hook up with non-human intelligence that will change your life by bringing synchronicities to your life. Will help guide you. You could have potential, be a potential person who's going to get messages, telepathic messages about things that you can do.
Well, increases your synchronicity.
Yeah, it's just the help in my life that has come through my contact experiences. I'm thinking about writing a book, although I don't have time, of all the things that happened to me since I had contact. And they've all been good. Nothing has happened bad.
Well, I have watched all the videos you recommended. And one of the interviews I think you did, he mentioned how he was disappointed that Dr. Greer was promoting these benevolent beings when he said they're not all benevolent. And what is your feeling about that? I mean, of course, we've had Hollywood promoting E.T. scary movies, and to say that they're benevolent is so refreshing, considering all the brainwashing we've had all these years and the unbelief that people have all these years. And let me let you think about it. We've got to go to commercial. We got to have a commercial every half hour. But if you could answer that for me, I would really appreciate it, because I want to keep promoting the benevolence, not the scary part. I love Dr. Greer. I'm hoping I can go to Arizona in September and meet this man. But we're going to go to a commercial break, and I see the sun is going down on you guys.
yes, it is. And so we just turned the light on.
Okay, good. So we're going to take a quick break, only a couple minutes, and then when we come back, if you could just expound on the benevolence of these beings,
sure,
that are everywhere, pyramid building, all that. How could we not say they're benevolent?
Sure. Sure.
We'll be, I'm going to open up the mic of our executive producer, Naima Latif, and she's going to play some commercials, and we'll be right back. Hang in there. We'll be right back.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the Earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on higher learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, If you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Crime in Chicago continues to increase. Community and politicians must come together to make a change. No one person can solve these problems by themselves, but I believe together we can make progress. Let's provide job training, economic growth, and invest into our 77 community. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor. Unmuted.
So I hope you can hear me okay, and I'm going to open up the mic of one of our callers. I'm going to see Mama AZ. Your mic is open. Can you hear me? And can you hear our guest?
We hear you fine.
I don't hear the guest.
Mama AZ.
There's a guest on here.
Oh, I didn't hear that. No
question.
Okay, she's not answering.
She's not answering.
I'm going to let you, Gary, continue. Lily, there's no echo when you're talking, so I think that means you're supposed to do all the talking.
Okay.
So, Gary, benevolence. Please talk about it. Mike. 312721. I think she changed her number. Your mic's open.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Our kids are the future and should not be left behind. One person should not decide what is the best for our 77 communities. Politicians must work together for our kids' best interests. They deserve a safe education with resources that meet every student need. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for Mayor.
Taxes are higher than ever. Every day, thousands of our residents leave Chicago to shop in Indiana. Jobs are being lost, and businesses are relocating. Let's find a way to lower our taxes to encourage residents to continue living and shopping in our city. Let's rebuild. Let's restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of the city of Chicago, and I will work hard to find solutions that matter. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for Mayor.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Viata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
About your meetings you have on your, is it a ranch or just a large piece of property? Tell us about that and what you're seeing and experiencing.
Well, we had, I don't know how many, I think we had nine or ten last week. I think we had eight of us, I think we had eight last night, I think we had nine or ten last week. One of the things that last night is we had focused on one star at one point in the evening, and I suggested that we all focus on Vega. Now, whether I got that information from the ETs that we should all look at Vega, or if I was just looking at Vega and said, let's all focus on Vega, but here's what happened. As soon as I said that, and everyone was looking, and we all had our minds focused on Vega, I said, and I showed everyone with the laser, and I said, now I ask the ETs to show you and show us that they're here. Anyone that's in our path there, in our focus. So when we pinpointed our minds on that, I turned around to go sit down, and I was the only one that didn't see it, but you did, right? You saw it? Did you experience that?
No, I didn't.
There was a flashbulb next to Vega. The actual flashbulb, a pop of light, and then they threw a shooting star from there across the sky. And it all happened at once. It was a pop, then a shooting star. So that was just everyone that saw that was amazed that that happened. So like I say, I think I finally got a message telepathically that I should tell everyone to look at that so that once we were all focused in that direction, they were able to manifest and show everybody that was focused on that, that they were there. That's how you do this. In other words, helping you understand how your mind works. They're teaching us those things.
And that was last night?
And we had several shooting stars last night. There was also a meteor shower that I didn't look up with the Aquarius, but Aquarius wasn't coming up until later in the night, and we were seeing all the shooting stars earlier, and they were in the western sky, most of them, and in the northern sky, so we weren't.
Wow. So are they shooting stars, Gary? Are you saying that
they're I call them shooting stars, but they're really ETs to me, because they always show up and throw a shooting star when you ask a question or when you're engaged with them and you're trying to communicate, they let you know. I mean, it's like you can call them out on your own at will. So they wouldn't necessarily be a meteor. Nobody can just go outside and ask a meteor to shoot out in the sky.
That's pretty true.
If that happens, that's coming because somebody's doing that for you to show you they can do that. And they also come into our radios, and we have radios tuned, three walkie-talkies tuned to the same frequency. When we do that, we talk with them on those walkie-talkies, and they come back in the walkie-talkies, not in all three walkie-talkies, but only in the one that you just talked into or the one that the other person talked into, and they'll just communicate through the device. In other words, they bypass our physical science, our physics, and our science, period. So they demonstrate all different ways how they show up. And last week, we had beings come during a meditation and touch us, two of us. My friend was touched on the shoulder, and I was whacked on my foot while I was laying on a chair. On the top of my foot, I felt somebody hit the top of my foot, and I hit it. It wasn't just a little tap. So they were with us, and they also play with the radio, and they switch from one radio to the next, jump around back and forth, and you can hear applause, and you can hear laughter on the radio with them, and they interact for the whole time that we're out. And it's just hard to pack up and leave.
We also had a special guest last week that came up from South Florida, and he has had ET experiences since he was a child, and so he can call them at will. When he goes to places, he will call ships or he will call some beings, and I believe the beings showed up for him. For us, because he asked them.
Yeah. The other night when I was outside, I walked outside and I sat down in the chair and I sat down with my tea to have a cup of tea, and the dogs were in bed. Shooting star, when I sat down, all I did was say, I love you, thank you. I'm just so happy to be here. The stars are so beautiful. And that was it. And then after I started deciding that I wouldn't go back in the studio at work, I started talking to him and asking questions. And I saw another shooting star. And then after a little while, I had another shooting star. And then after a few minutes, and I was meditating, and I was trying to ask them if they would show up for our group on Saturday night, an orb appeared in front of my feet in the driveway, a large orb that was like flat on the driveway. I tend to describe it like a pile of white sheets all over the ground. And at first I thought Lily had come out with the other dogs and she had the flashlight on the driveway. It was a light that just appeared right in front of me. And I was asking why they didn't always show up for us with orbs. Like, I want to see more of them up closer. And what happened right at that point, it disappeared. And then I said out loud, magic is real. And there was a flashlight, and I had a shooting star that floated out from the west.
Wow.
So, I mean, this is the experiences that we have once you make contact, and they hear you. They are, you're connected through your consciousness to these beings.
So they
go ahead. I am waiting to be bathed
love. So I ask for that, but I haven't received it yet. But I will.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. In fact, so you're saying they do show up. Even outside your group experience.
Yes, they show up even outside the group's experience.
Oh, absolutely. I learned on my own. This is how you make contact on your own.
You don't have to be in
a group. Yeah, the group experience is really powerful because you're putting all your minds together. The collective consciousness of a group of minds, you just think about going to a concert, how you feel it when you're in the concert. All that energy from all the people all around you can feel it, you can cut it with a knife. This is what you do when you're in a group and when you're all focused, like we were all focused on Vega, all on the same star. When your consciousness is all connected together, they can reach through there and pick you up easy because now eight people have the power of 800 people. You know, you're exponentially larger as a being. And then when you use your consciousness to do things when you remote view, like make yourself so big that you can reach out while you're laying down in the chair and you can put your one hand in the Atlantic Ocean and the other hand you can go and you can lay it into the Gulf and feel that water and show the ETs where you are in the Florida. And then you can see the Earth from there and then go out farther from the Moon and then go out to Jupiter, go out to Saturn, go on out into the planets and look for your friends and then bring them back down to Florida. Here I am right here. And then they'll find you.
That's a Stephen Greer technique.
Yeah, that's a remote theory type of thing. But that was a little bit quick that I did that. But you could do that. It takes a time to travel and go out there in your mind with your eyes closed.
We have a caller. And after this caller, someone wants to know where do they start. So I'll let you, after the caller, I'll let you share. Where does the person, they're talking about books or reference materials for beginners. So I'll open the caller's mic and then ask, and I'll stop my echo. Let's see, 706-202, your mic is open.
Good evening, Sister Viata, and good evening to your guest. And very interesting, you know, I'm very familiar with Stephen Greer from some years back at Science and Consciousness Conference when he first started SETI, and that was one of the main things he was starting about his extraterrestrial connection. But what I'm not hearing, and it's a couple of things, and that orbs, you can go to a cemetery at night, take a picture, and you'll get millions of orbs. Orbs are everywhere. Orbs are just spirits. You know, Mitchell Gibson, he described.
Hold on. Hold on. Kwame, can you hear him?
I'm trying to hear. I'm trying to get close to my device to hear.
Okay. Kwame, can you speak up a little bit more?
Yes. I'm trying to say that orbs are basically everywhere around us all the time. Those are spirits of the beings that have been here and still reside here in the spirit world. The other part that I'm looking at and hearing, you know, Credo Butwa, a South African, talked about the billions of years ago and the extraterrestrials that lived on the continent. Also, Chief Light Golden Eagle, he is a Dakota Indian. He's an ancestor now, but he started the movement of what's called the Star Knowledge, and you can go online and find Star Knowledge, and they have 52,000 years of knowledge that has been passed down from their interactions with the indigenous people having terrestrial experience, reading the symbols and the laws that they brought a part of the Galactic Federation. There, Jay-Z, yeah. Knight, I heard you speak about Esther Hicks. Those are channelers that allow beings to come into their body and to speak through them. But the language of ETs are very different because spirits are still here. And I heard you speaking Hugh Lynn on Ho'oponopono and using that science of that he was taught by the grandmother there in Hawaii, how to use that healing methodology. The part that we're having is that we have had connections because we come from the cosmos. All we're doing is reconnecting to ourselves, but we have a memory loss in how to communicate, because even when you have OBEs, out-of-body experience, you travel. I've traveled back into the cosmos in dream time, being able to connect to other bodies and galaxies. And so what we're experiencing is a reactivation of ourselves. This and what Greer is doing is good in allowing us to reconnect. We have been cosmically connected by the frequency, just like now. July 28th was the new moon, and that opens up the stargate for the what's called the Lion's Gate. And what we have is every year we have portals that open that we can transmit out and bring back in the energies and communications with beings of other galaxies, beings of the constellations that the Pleiadians, the Sirians, the Arcturians, all of these beings are there. We just have to begin to realize how we have a communication with them, and the part is being able not to look at receiving what they're saying in our language, because they talk a whole different communication. It's telepathically that they communicate, because we couldn't speak their language and even read the symbols and words that they put into our consciousness. So these are the tools that we're beginning to reawaken with, where we are in our solar system, in our Milky Way galaxy, realigning at the point of 26,000 years ago, is the energy that we are getting to activate. What you said about earlier was the new world. No, it's just the new energy coming back into an old world.
All right. How do you, Lily is shaking her head and definitely agreeing. Lily and Gary, I'll let you comment on. Thank you, Brother Kwame. Have you seen different color orbs? The question that Susie has.
Yes, we have. Actually, most recently, when we went to Mount Shasta, the late part of June, we were up there for a six-day event on a 500-acre ranch.
Oh, wow.
Right there when you wake up, just right there. So the fifth and sixth day of our six-day event, every night we do a our chairs out into this big cow pasture, and we connect to the stars and to the ETs. When we came in to go to bed, got in bed, lights went out, and why don't you take it from there? Because I was ready to go to sleep, and Gary said, turn around.
We were with some of the people, Dr. Greer's original team from the original Center for the Study of Extraterrestrial Intelligence from the SETI group. And we were all done with GE5, and people went to bed at around midnight, a little bit after midnight, and I stayed out with Lily for a little while, and then she went in, and then I was still out with that one of the other guys that were there, and we were playing music for the ETs, and we were communicating, and we had lots of interaction. We had slow-moving ships that were moving just over the mountains, over the trees, just kind of cruising right along with us and talking, and then we had flyers go by, and
but
we had flashbulbs. Yeah, this is in the sky with that flashbulb going off, responding to things that we're talking about and saying. We were playing all of our classical music, and as a pianist, and I'm a bass
on Mahler, and he goes, and we both lovers of Mahler, and he goes, oh, I love that. And as soon as he said, oh, I love that, boom, there's a big flash bulb goes off right over the Big Dipper, right up in our faces. So anyway, we're tired finally, and we start to call the night. We go in. I'm taking off my clothes, and I turn off the light, and I climb in bed, and I roll over just to get comfortable, and there's a flash bulb goes off in the bedroom. I said, Lily, there was a flash bulb just went off in our bedroom. And there was no sound from her. She was already starting to sleep, I think. I don't know if she was sore or not. All of a sudden, it happened again. And I said, Lily, two flash bulbs just went off in our room. And she jumps up out of bed and turns over. We both sat up with our backs against the back part of the bed. And we were staring at the wall, and bingo, flash bulb came out again. So
they were about a size of a quarter, about a quarter size, and they were moving around.
I think there were two. At first it was one, and I think there were two.
Well, yes, but I thought that there must have been five or six. And then there were three over on the curtain next to my bed, up at the top of the curtain. There were about three of them. And there were yellow, a pale yellow, and there was like an orangish red, and there was a pink.
And we had one flash bulb that came, and it was an X. It was in the form of an X.
I didn't see that.
It was like, ooh. It just
I don't remember that.
A light up.
But
that was cool.
Around and it seemed like they were responding, and I don't know why I didn't get up and take a picture or a video. I didn't have my, I don't sleep near my phone. That's why. And I was so, you know, just stunned and just in the moment that at about 15 minutes into the whole experience, we decided we were going to turn over and go to bed.
Well, no, the first night was 45 minutes. First night was 45 minutes.
I
got into bed at 1:30 and we didn't close out and go to bed until 2:15 that night.
Oh, wow.
The second night was about 15 or 20 because we were so tired we couldn't stay awake. But the first night we told them, and I said, and she said, I'm bailing out. I've got to get some sleep. I can't stay awake. And then she said goodnight, and I said, will you guys watch us while we sleep and show up for us tomorrow night? And I didn't see anything, and I waited. Then I just rolled over and went back to bed. And then when I got back, I sat up again just to see one more time if they answered me, and there was a flash. And I was thrilled, so I went back to bed. And the next night, they showed up again. Same thing. When I was getting into bed, they came in, and they showed up by the curtain and they by the window with a flash. And I told her, I said, they're back. And she sat up right away. And we were up for about 15 minutes. And again, it was like, I don't know, 1 in the morning.
There weren't that many this time. There were less. And apparently when we talked about to the group in the morning, there were two people that had stayed out on the porch while we were out in the field. And then they had gone in before we got there to come back in.
Right.
So we didn't know what they had seen, but
right.
They had seen lights, these little colored lights, bouncing around on the front of the fence of the front of the house.
And in the yard, he said, on the ground.
So my question is, were they fairies or were they ET beings that decided to come down and talk? Because earlier the fifth day, that day we went into the town of Mount Shasta, and there is a park there, and they say...
Headwaters for the Sacramento.
Headwaters. And so I can't imagine what happens to that park when there's snow now, because it was so lush and green. And this was June, the end of June. It was so lush and green and all these little paths. And I was just walking along the paths and exploring and talking to the fairies, because it's a known place for fairies. And then we brought water back to the house. Had containers and we got water, just this ice cold water coming down from the mountains. And So we had water in our bedroom. The open, the bottles were open. And I just thought, well, the fairies came back with the water. I don't know. But it's a mystery. It could be, who knows?
I think there were the ETs that were watching us, that were following us around. When we were outside, we saw the ship going over.
I thought it was fairy energy. It seemed like fairy energy to me.
What's the difference? What's the difference between fairy energy and the ET energy?
Well, when we've seen fairies before, the energy is light and it moves up just more delicate. It's delicate. It's
very
delicate,
yeah,
and playful.
It's a very high frequency, I think. I think it's an ultra high frequency.
And
because we've seen the orbs here on the farm, when we've seen them fly through from the trees, they'll be very, very quick light, but very soft and like they float. And it's just a different energy.
What is soft and float?
What we think is fairy look.
Yes, because the orbs are more solid or just that's a different energy.
And going back to asking about colored orbs, I had a red orb the size of a basketball, pure red, glowing orange red hot orb right next to my chair.
I want to see that.
And that was inches to a foot off the ground, and it was just scintillating. And I was looking right at it, and it just appeared out of a 5-minute meditation next to my chair. And it just, I was totally blown away. I mean, I could feel it through my whole entire mind that there was somebody next to me that was communicating with me. But I had no message from that night. All the thing I did was experience it, see that big, huge orb.
Well, we've got another caller. I'm going to open up the mic of 336-350.
I mean, here, where we live.
Dr. V?
We have caves.
Hold on.
Here in the area, and we have a big valley behind us. So there was a lot of evidence here that indigenous cultures were here. We have arrowheads and axe heads. There's a village was discovered by the...
there was a lake behind our house. Indian villages were around.
And these are the caves that were here. 8,000, 9,000 years ago. So, yeah, I feel a connection to those people, whether it's a photo or not. It could be.
I feel so.
I built my house on the property because I felt connected to the property.
Oh, so you're in a house that you built yourself?
Yeah. I had
contracts
to
help that I just found the house. All right. So we have 336-350. I think it's Mama AZ. Your mic is open.
It is, Dr. V. Greetings to your guests. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, and there's an echo, so just speak slowly and speak up.
Okay. Greetings to your guests. I hope that they can hear me. They've given me so much information. You know, Dr. V, one of your guests, Lisa, you remember Lisa a while back?
Yeah.
Okay. 2 years ago, she was traveling, and she stopped to connect with me here in Sierra Vista. Well, she took me to Miracle Valley to have prayer. Miracle Valley, Arizona. I don't know if your guests know anything about Cochise County or Miracle Valley, Arizona, the Bible College that was created by Reverend A.A. Allen.
No, they don't.
Okay, well, when Lisa took me to the resting spot that I stayed 14 days, the resting spot is a cemetery. I didn't tell Lisa this, but on our route out there, I saw a stagecoach and a spaceship. And I'm like, what? And I'm seeing this, okay? And so when we finally get to our destination, which is the cemetery, I call it the resting spot, I get out of the truck. Lisa's license plate added up to a 1, and today, family, is an 8. That happens to be one of Reverend Asa Allen's numbers, okay? Now, when Lisa gets me out of the truck, she went to get my stool so that I could sit down. She literally floated. Her feet were not touching the ground, and I'm like, what the heck is this going on? Well, I'm making a point. There's such an energy, a benevolent energy there. And Reverend Asa Allen, when I stayed there 14 days at that cemetery, I was being communicated with like you wouldn't believe by everybody or everybody. But one of the major things that I was being communicated with about from Reverend Allen, A.A. Allen, was that the Baha'i faith has a major piece of the puzzle, and the people who are the founders of the Baha'i faith are not from this planet. Many Baha'is do not want to hear this, but it doesn't matter to me. I'm speaking this because of the information that your guests have given me. And that prayer was one of the prayers that must be gathered with many other people, Baha'is and all number of denominations, because of what has happened in Cochise County at Miracle Valley. It needs a healing. And I want to thank your guests for going to Mount Shasta and even bringing Mount Shasta up, because Reverend Allen also says Mount Shasta and the Buffalo Soldier camp is in direct connection to Mount Shasta on the grid line or the ley line. So I thank you for confirming a whole lot of things. And are you going to Stephen Greer? Are you going to be a participant there at his at the lecture there, I guess, in Sedona? I'm just curious.
No, it's in not Sedona. It's in Arizona in September.
I know, but where? Do you know where it is?
In Scottsdale, Arizona.
Oh no! Oh my God! Are you serious? Yes.
It's on some sacred land.
Oh my God! If this is in Scottsdale, they told me this. The tall ones told me this. It shouldn't be in Sedona, so it's going to be in Scottsdale.
Yeah, on sacred land. He said he'll be there online. You're going to be on the Skyping or yeah, he'll be on the online.
All right. Oh! Wait a minute. You can't go physically.
Yeah, you can go to Scottsdale, and he's going to have it online, right? Yeah.
Dr. V, we got to go. We got to go. Thank you. Thank us. I appreciate you on this 8th day. I appreciate. Thank us.
All right. Okay, did you have a comment? I'll let you talk, Gary or Lily.
We can't hardly hear because whoever's talking is breaking up purely. It's like we're hearing a lot of between their words and stuff. It's really hard to hear. So if you could repeat the question, it would be great.
Well, she was just asking about whether you're going to be at the event in Scottsdale.
I won't be in Arizona, but I will be here on the Zoom, yes.
Yeah.
That's
and then
December 16th or something like that.
And before we go to the break, Susie is asking, have you had this in your dream state? I imagine she means the orbs.
Have you had the...
No.
No.
No, only when I ask for them. Well, a lot of... They join me in the studio, and they do things with me when I don't ask for them. But no, not in my dreams. I've been having a lot of dreams, sleeping with crystals, and Lily mixes up a concoction. It's a dream essential oil.
Dream catcher from Young Living.
Yeah, and I use that. And I get a lot of dreams, but they're lucid dreams, but they don't have any dreams.
Okay.
Yes.
So we're going to take our last break. And then she has a question after the break. And I want to ask after the break, how do we prepare for a CE5 in our own time, in our own home, and even before we go to a group meeting? So we'll be right back. Naima, your mic's open.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viato.
Hi, this is John Alexander.
And I'm Naima Latif. Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world.
Big difference.
Watch us every day on The Media Connection at www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnectionTV.
YouTube it. We'll see you soon.
There are people who choose to make a positive difference in the world. Our job is to bring you their stories to motivate you to do the same. Join us each week, host John Alexander and Naima Latif, as we bring you the educators, entertainers, elected officials, religious leaders, and community activists whose works are transforming this world. Find out how you can make a difference, too. Be inspired. Watch The Media Connection.
Mondays at 5 p.m. and Tuesdays at 12 noon on cable TV, Channel 19 in Chicago. And other cities, check your local cable listings.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down to earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code TheFemaleSolution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
All right, we're back, and our executive producer, Naima Latif, said she has a comment, so I'm going to let her speak.
Yes, and then you got a caller on this line also. I'll open their mic. 314-677. Yeah, I just wanna. I've probably shared this story before, but I met someone in the other dimension, an ET, and it was very a very friendly person. Definitely looked different than me. And I did some research and discovered all the various races of ETs that have been documented. And this one was called an Atayan, which is that praying mantis-looking kind of people. So he was about my height and weight, but he's golden colored, very, very nice, friendly vibe, you know. And I kind of got the impression he was maybe a little more like, because we seem to have like the similar vibration, you know, a teacher type person. And you know, we were talking about basically what was happening in his home world, and he said, you know, we used to have the same problems you all had, war, poverty, violence, but now everybody lives in peace. And I said, well, what did you do to solve the problems? And he said, well, we followed our prophet. So, you know, I remember, you know, of course, in the Islamic scriptures, it says everybody has received some kind of teacher or messenger that gives them guidance. But on earth, we never follow our people. We always kill them or persecute them. But basically, where his home is, they were able to solve the problem. And I kind of got a projected sense that you all are going to do the same thing. You know, it's just you got to go through the process of understanding. You need to follow what you've been told about how to get along, but it is doable. So that was kind of what he was indicating, but I remember the communication was all telepathic. And, you know, I remember thinking, you know, ooh, you sure is ugly. But, you know, I was thinking, oh, he probably thinking the same thing about me because we look totally different. And I just remember that he was very friendly, very kind-spirited. And, if, you know, from my research, basically, you know, if beings know that you are going to be afraid, they will not, you know, alter their vibration in order for you to be able to see them, because it would freak you out too badly. But if they know you can handle it, then, you know, you all can both kind of meet somewhere in a dimension where you can see them, they can see you, and you can converse. So I think because the people of Earth are so into being freaked out if somebody's physically different, you know, those who are beyond our realm, they hesitate to be visible because we can't handle it. But the way I looked at him is like, well, you know, I know he's different looking, but I'm not going to reflect on my face anything that says ew, because that would hurt his feelings, you know, because he's being polite to me. He's probably disgusted at how I look as well. So there was a level of mutual respect. So, you know, it was a very pleasant encounter and very encouraging. So hopefully the majority of people will not be afraid of discovering our neighbors outside of our realm and being able to reclaim their telepathic communication skills that everybody in the universe has. So, you know, that's my story. I actually, you know, I talked about it in one of my books, which, you know, I feel like for those who've had experiences, they're not going to think it's anything strange. Those who haven't, well, they just have to think it's strange. I don't care. So that's my. Yeah, we got a caller. Okay, you got to open their mic also.
Okay, go ahead.
314-677, your mic is open. Go right ahead with your question or comment for our guests and hosts.
Well, what I was going to suggest to your guests. And people that
can't hold on.
Yeah, somebody's got background noise. I'm not sure.
What I was going to suggest to people that are seeing all these things, and there is a likelihood that there is something, but these balls has been claimed to be a phenomenon called ball lightning. But with the advent of cell phones, with the tremendous capability of doing videos and still shots, where is the pictures at? And if I was if people are retired with a lot of time on their hands, Viata, you could go out to these areas in Arizona where you're away from population centers and you have clear, bright views of the sky, and just camp out and have your cameras and that recording devices set up so you can record these incidents. And that way it would be better than description.
Okay. So what I thank you. That's Brother Pianki. I'm going to let you talk on that. Thank you, because that's probably what a lot of people think. Where's the pictures? Where's the proof? So what do you answer? What's your answer to that when people say, well, where's your proof? Why didn't you take pictures? You got a camera.
Pictures and the proof are on all the documentaries and all the books and all the videos that you see online. You can go and find out. If you're interested, the information is there. The government documents are there. They don't lie. They're real. Go to watch, if you want nuts and bolts, watch the Dr. Greer's documentaries, Unacknowledged. One of the best ones you're going to watch, you can watch The Cosmic Hoax. Dr. Greer's first documentary, A Serious Disclosure. There are books on ancient civilization by Eric von Daniken and by Zacharias Ditchin and by Michael Tellinger, Graham Hancock,
Billy Carson.
Billy Carson has an unbelievable website. Billy Carson, to me, is the Obama of UFOlogy. A website called Forbidden Knowledge with the number four.
Forbidden Knowledge.
It's the best website. He's got an app. You can get an app. If you want information, Billy's got it. Billy's been all over the world. He's been doing the research.
I think he's an anthropologist, too.
Yeah, and
he's got a lot of credentials.
He's one of the most brilliant researchers that I've ever known. So, you know, he's another place to look. If you want more information, look at the videos that are sent into the secure team on YouTube. Look at some of the stuff and some of it is sensationalized, and some of it are hoax because the government sent stuff in so that they can make you look like a fool, because the government doesn't want you to know, because it's national security. Everything is national security for your protection, and we want to make sure you're scared so that you'll let us do anything we want in the name of national security. So one of the reasons that we don't know about national security is because if the media has broadcast anything about UFOs, they have violated their non-disclosure agreement with the Federal Communications Commission. They lose their license. You lose your broadcasting license.
They've been ordered not to.
So they sign NDAs. I mean, since Roswell. So this has all been in effect. And if you go back and find out who Majestic 12 is, you'll find out from the 1950s who were the people. George Bush's grandpa was one of the guys. And you'll find out who these people were that created this agency.
You have to do your own research.
Yeah.
Because the government is not going to handle it.
You're never going to know. You're never going
to
know.
They don't want you to know.
If you know, it's a detriment to their control over you. It's a detriment to religion. It's a detriment to all the controls that they have over your money. And they steal your tax money so they can use all of it to make their own private firm wealthy by using and exploiting the technology. So,
and never coming up with any concrete evidence that they can share that they want to share.
You look at SETI. They say they've got nothing. Hey, we're giving them billions of dollars to go in and listen with their ears to the stars. They haven't done anything or given us anything in all those years. Shut it down. Give me my money back. I've just wasted billions of dollars with you people. I spent $89 for a radio, and I've got contact in 5 minutes after I read the instructions. So it's real simple that it's real. Find out for yourself. We have to do this. This disclosure movement is out there. Making Contact is a great new book by Alan Steinfeld. He wrote a couple of things a year and a half ago. And it's got about 14 or 15 essays by the top researchers in the world. That's another source. But Beyond UFOs by the Free Foundation. Gigi, the Beyond UFOs from the Free Foundation will give you the survey. It's 800 pages, and we'll show you all the people all around the world in 100 countries. About 4,200 people were surveyed about all the experiences that they had with UFOs.
Very interesting.
You know, it's all there. That's the evidence is there. And testimony from real human beings.
And Making Contact by Alan Seinfeld on Audible also.
So I was surprised to read that in part of the preparation to have this experience is your diet. I was like, fasting is recommended. So give us some tips in the last few minutes on how do you prepare to open up your heart and have this experience that you're, I mean, there's some people like the last caller who's not really interested because they haven't done the research. I'm just amazed at all the information on YouTube alone and pictures, lots of pictures and videos on YouTube. So how do we prepare if we have a heart and a mind to want to connect to this cosmic universe that we're all a part of?
The first secret is that you have to want it. Your intent and your desire is number one. That you have to have. If you're not interested, they don't care about you. But if you show serious interest and you really want to hook up really, 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 really bad, and say you do, they'll know and they'll hook up with you because they can see what's inside of you. But you have to give them permission. You can go ahead and ask all you want, but you have to give them permission to join you in your consciousness to go ahead and hook up with you. Let them see your hard drive. You have nothing to hide. You're going to die anyway. So you let them see your hard drive and see your character, that you're a loving being and that you're not going to shoot them and take them out when they come around, and they will hook up with you. But when you open up your heart, you have to think of it in a way as that you would be thinking about the person or people that you love so deeply. How deep can you love? How deeply can you feel about a human being? If you can have that feeling while you sit in the chair and you ask them to come, and they will feel that emotion in you through your consciousness, and they will sit right next to you, and you will see that red orb.
I think we have one more question from Brother Kwame. Kwame, your mic's open. You got about a minute.
No, they were talking about Mount Shasta and Shambhala, the inner world, the inner earth, what's called the inner UFOs. They have the UFOs that come from the ocean depths and that come from inner earth. These are part of the, you know, we're looking at what's above us, but what's below us and what's in the ocean. There are aliens in these three different dimensions.
Okay, that was your comment?
Yeah, I'm asking good. They're saying that they were at Mount Shasta. Mount Shasta is the portal for the inner world. And that's one of the main portals that Mount Shasta represents in the grid. Pilot Mountain is on the east coast. Mount Shasta is on the west coast. And the south is Stone Mountain.
Okay, I'll let them respond. Go ahead.
We both are firm believers that the beings that are present at Mount Shasta are beings that are inhabiting inside the earth. And that is a definite portal. But I also believe that they're connected to the beings from other beings from another dimension or from another star system that interact with these beings, that they have relationships just like we have relationships together. And we are aware of the beings that go into the ocean and all. And it's, you know, the planet of what they have said is they're protected from all the ultraviolet, all the earthquakes and the solar flares and all the other problems that are here on the outside of the earth by living in the inner earth and having that life that they have in that other dimension. So those are the beings we would call multidimensional.
And we were looking for ships that were coming out of Mount Shasta, and we did not see any go in or out of the mountain at night or at any time. But we were looking for it, know it does happen.
You know, it seems like your connection is, each person's connection is very personal. Because even listening to you two, you saw something and he didn't see you, and you saw something. So
exactly.
I think that's so that's why it's important that we start trying to connect to our brothers and sisters in outer space, because it is a personal adventure, a personal journey. And I'm so grateful that you have shared this and introduced this audience to this truth, because truth is, you know, reality is invisible. What do they say? 90% of our reality is invisible. And we can connect to the invisible by just opening up our consciousness and our heart. So
sharing is caring.
Sharing is caring. So I thank you so much for helping us do that tonight. And I hope to meet you one day and give you a hug. I just noticed we're wearing the same color, too, Liz. How about that? So I hope to meet you. And but you mentioned Sanford is a public a meeting, so I might.
Yes, there is a CE5 in Orlando CE5 is on Facebook, I think, and there's also Tampa CE5, which is in Dade City, and you can sign up to go to those places for sure.
All right. Well, I look forward to meeting both of you. You are very special people that I need in my life right now. And I hope, does your dog, by the way, how does your dog react to the being?
We usually lock them up.
Oh.
And the beings they don't know about animals, dogs. They can be frightened.
Oh.
That's what I've heard.
Okay.
I have two hound dogs, and they were my cattle dogs, and they howl when there's coyotes, and I think when we have them locked up, we have a lot more experiences when they're just by me, and they're quiet, but when they start getting riled up, I don't think that the easy run.
Gotcha. All right. Well, we're going to say we have a farewell greeting we're going to play, and I'm just, again, so grateful that you took this time. See you one day soon.
We've come to the end of our show today.
Much love and blessing to you both.
In the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution.
I want to remind you.
On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world,
what a difference they make.
We say thank you. To our family in China,
transition. He's probably
Japan, Korea,
Kamsahamnida,
Russia, Spasiba, Germany, Danke, Poland, Jeong Kunyong, France, Merci, Spain, Gracias, Italy, Grazie, Egypt, Shukran, Ghana, Madasi, Nigeria, Eshe, South Africa, Giabonga, Senegal, Geret, Kenya, Asante, Israel, Toda, Pakistan, Shukriya, Afghanistan, Tashakur, Saudi Arabia, Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And and may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.